This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So after this, we're going to be focusing on a call from the person who's going to be our guest. So I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. Patukawan MP Kasturi Pato is asking for the country's leaders to hold the authorities accountable for the numerous custodial deaths that we have been seeing recently. And I think every time it happens, everyone gets so upset. There's so much focus and yet it keeps happening. And I think that this is the question at the heart of it, right?
When we say numerous, I think it's worth pointing out we are only in February and we've already seen 7 custodial deaths happening. So when we say numerous, it isn't a small number. And of course, this is only the latest in a long line of such incidents, right? So Kasturi essentially said, and I'm quoting here directly, I call upon the PM to instruct the IGP as well as the Commissioner of the Enforcement Agency Integrity Commission to prepare a report on the investigations and findings of custodial deaths from the time the Department of Integrity and Standard Compliance was formed, and that the reports are tabled in Parliament. And she pointed out, of course, that most custodial deaths go unreported. So she's asking for this report to be tabled during the coming Parliament sitting, in fact, on the 28th of February.
Before we speak to Kasturi, I wanted to mention that late last year, actually in December, the Home Minister, Hamza Zainuddin, said that the police are going to set up a special unit investigating cases of death involving detainees following a series of complaints. It's going to be called the Death in Custody Investigations Unit. And so in theory, it should have kicked in because they're supposed to begin investigating all deaths in police custody that occur January 1st onwards. I wanted to say that only because it is clearly problematic. Like, I don't even think I need to make the argument as to why having a police unit investigating this is problematic. So anyway, we'd like to hear from you. What needs to happen to prevent more incidents of custodial death? Again, it is just February 7th and there have been 7 custodial deaths this year. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about this is Kasturi Pato, MP for Batukawan. Kasturi, thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, Sharmila. Thank you for the invitation.
So you've asked for a special report to be tabled in Parliament when it comes to this issue of custodial deaths. Can you elaborate on why this is important?
I think as lawmakers, I like to see what the EAIC as well as the newly minted unit, the Custodial Death Investigative Unit that was announced on December 5th by the Home Minister. I would like to see what they have investigated and the outcome of that investigation. I think custodial deaths in Malaysia has been always shrouded in secrecy. And I had also mentioned in my statement that a few years ago, Malaysia Kini in Swaram did a very thorough study on the number of custodial deaths as reported in a parliamentary answer versus the number of reports that actually get picked up by the media. We are looking at a ratio of 1 in 4. So for every case that is reported, there are cases that aren't reported for various reasons. So we find that there is a huge discrepancy in even data. And of course, the crux of the matter is how did these men and women, and then let's not forget, last year there was one woman who died in police custody. How did these men and women die in the custody under the care and under the watch of the police? And of the 7 this year, six have died in the police lockup and 1 in the immigration detention center. So I am also calling for transparency, accountability, and investigation in detention centres as well. I think it's high time that MPs vet a report given by EAIC. Since EAIC takes this kind of incidences very seriously, when they responded to my statement, which I made last year, that they don't take that custodial deaths lightly, they are very concerned and they investigate, etc. Then I believe that it is time that we look at this, the outcome of the investigation. I think it is time that not just MPs, but these kind of documents are made for the Malaysian Bar Council, Suhakam, NGOs, and even the public at large to see what happened to their loved ones who had been detained. And I think we need to go back to the definition of custodial death. I believe that in Malaysia, the definition is limited to the walls of the lockup and not during being transported, let's say, from the lockup to the court or from one lockup to another lockup, different police stations, or from the lockup to the hospital, or even due to negligence or any reason, the detainee dies in hospital from the lockup, I believe sometimes those data are not categorized as custodial death. So I believe that there's room for improvement, but looking at the progress over the years, the number of custodial deaths that are reported, 7 so far, I don't know if that is really reflecting the number of people who have died in custody up to today, but we'll take it at 7 for now, if that is really the true number, and what was the background of these deaths. I mean, if Malaysia, we are now a member of the UN Human Rights Council, and death in custody, this is a violation. As long as a person is in the care and custody and the watch of the police have to do everything within their capacity, within their ability, within their power, within their job description to ensure that the detainee is best taken care of, regardless of whether or not the person is guilty, what the crime is, etc.
Is there enough political will to push for this report and to make the necessary legislative changes?
I think calling for the report, I'm not sure if anyone else had done it, but I would certainly like to see the report. But if we're talking about political will for amendments, for change, for reform, I think it was very slow during Barisan Nasional. There was room for us to move when Pakatan Harapan was in power. However, there was a huge opposition by the opposition themselves, citing that the IPCMC was unconstitutional, which is actually, I believe, a warped argument, because if an oversight body that is set up or exists under Parliament, like the IPCMC or an act, through an act of Parliament, is tasked to oversee, tasked to investigate, you know, an internal independent investigation and to present that findings, etc., then that is exactly what the EAIC is doing. If the IPCMC is deemed to be unconstitutional, as some people at that time in Barisan Nasional were saying, some of the MPs, then what about the EAIC? It is also an agency that is tasked to do the same. It's an oversight body. It investigates. It comes up with a report on improvements, etc. So I think that there was a great opposition to IPCMC only because that, you know, they don't want an oversight body, you know, another group of people overseeing, telling the police, watching the police, etc. And I think that it is high time that the police, and I know that there are good cops who, I believe, support IPCMC. But the problem is the accountability. If there's a death in custody, everyone from the Home Minister downwards is accountable for it. And whether or not they want to walk that line, to be answerable to families, to be able to apologize and explain to families what happened. I mean, negligence in prison, negligence in lockup, not being given medicine on time, not being given treatment on time, is a form of violation that contributes to custodial death. It doesn't only mean that a person who is beaten up, a person who has been abused or tortured is only categorized as custodial death. A person neglected is also categorized as custodial death. I wish to see the IPCMC tabled, and not the IPCMC that is watered down, that is toothless and that has no power, but the IPCMC that is robust, the one that Pakatan Harapan was due to table in Parliament, because the Parliamentary Select Committee at that time, which was chaired by YB Ram Karpal, MP for Bukit Gligo, they actually had a nationwide roadshow for feedback from civil society, from the public, from Bar Council, etc., to engage and find out what do the people think, what are stakeholders' views on IPCMC, and compiled a very, very detailed report and submitted it to Parliament. And that was due to be tabled and debated. And then the Sheraton move happened. And then, now we see a very watered down IPCMC, which has yet to be tabled in Parliament as well.
So I wanted to ask, right, when a death in custody does occur, what actually happens next? Are investigations conducted? You know, what goes on?
I believe that investigations happen, are carried out by the police or another unit within PDRM to investigate this custodial death. But it is a little bit odd when a person dies within the perimeter of a police station in the lockup, and the one investigating is also party to the police station, which is Bukit Aman, you know, or any departments under Bukit Aman. So it's a little bit illogical, if you ask me, to have the police investigating a death that occurred in the lockup, especially if it is due to torture or the person has been hurt or injured. In fact, I was looking through some of the old parliament answers, and last year there was a answer that was given to an MP's question that an inmate in prison committed suicide. So the question is, how did they commit suicide? You know, knowing the kind of attire that prisoners wear, the lack of items that are kept in the lockup, etc. So what was used by this inmate to commit suicide? I think there's a huge platform or avenue for us to dig and expose and improve, including the conditions in the lockups, including conditions in prisons, and also the long-standing issue of fixing CCTVs. And mind you, CCTVs that work, CCTVs that function, CCTVs that can show that you can play back the video and view, not just a dummy camera there. And then once a crime happens, you know, the OCPD has to say, oh, yes, we have the CCTV, but it's not working. So it is all really a cocktail of issues surrounding custodial deaths.
You brought up families earlier. Are victims' families compensated in any way?
I believe that there was one family that was compensated last year, which came out in the news. But to date, with all the numbers of custodial death, we don't know how many families have been compensated or what sort of compensation. If the matter was not highlighted, was there any discussion between the authorities and the family as a token, etc.? So we don't know much about it. And in fact, the issue of custodial death, yes, it happens. And every time there's a custodial death, the whole country talks about it. But then when there's no story of a custodial death, then it's forgotten. And until the next one happens, then the whole country talks about it and accountability, etc. But as far as compensation is given, I do know one decision that was made in court, but I'm not aware if there have been other negotiations, if ever it has happened or not.
Kasturi, we have just about a minute left with you. Is there a message you'd like to leave us with?
I call upon the Prime Minister, Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri, and the Home Minister, as well as the IGP, to make a statement at least, a commitment, an acknowledgement, an apology to the families. I mean, we have come into, today's the 7th of February, from the 1st of January until today, none of them have said anything about these custodial deaths. And I urge families whose loved ones have passed away or have died in lockups to come forward and reach out to organizations like the Bar Council, Suhaka. Many families don't know what to do, where to go if there's a custodial death. And therefore, we only hear a few cases being highlighted by the media. So I urge families to courageously step up in spite of the pain of a news of losing a loved one in the lockup, to reach out to these bodies, to NGOs, Suhaka and Bar Council, for them to at least investigate and at least give closure to the families. And this has to end. Custodial death must end, and the IPCMC must be tabled in Parliament to be debated.
Kasturi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Kasturi Pato, MP for Batu Kawan, talking about a call that actually she put forward for the country's leaders to hold the authorities accountable for the custodial deaths that we've been seeing, as well as for a report to be tabled in Parliament on the issue. If you have thoughts you'd like to share, send them our way. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.